Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, boo. Welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Good morning, and thank you again, Isaiah, as always, for that warm, wonderful introduction. And hey, people, you know, thank you for tuning in to Home-Based Business 101. Yes, it is Tuesday morning, and you know what that means. We're going to be bringing up Miss Regina Christian here in a few to deal with mentoring for free. But before I do that, let me go through a few announcements and other things. Hey, for those of you that's out there tuning in, go ahead and hit your Twitter and tweet this out to people so that they know that we're on the air, and also your Facebook accounts. Go ahead and do that and send that out so that people can chime on in. You know, y'all have been doing a great job of that, and people have been chiming in. Our listeners are going up and up and up. And as this morning, as we get ready to broadcast, our listens now is up to 18,238 people that have tuned in to Home-Based Business 101 at some point in time. Again, 18,238 people. We want to thank those 18,238 people that have chimed in to this show to help make Home-Based Business 101 the number one home-based business radio show here on the Internet. So, like this time, like everybody, just take a second and clap and give yourself a great big hand and round of applause. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Hey, and again, you know, this has really been a labor of love, and it's just growing and growing and growing. You know, and we got an exciting week ahead, and I'll be sharing some of that with you after we finish what Regina teaching and sharing with us, mentoring for free this morning. So, hey, you know, again, we're just really, really glad that everyone was able to tune in this morning. Hey, people, as you know, it is Tuesday morning, and it's time for the Regina Christian Show with Mentoring for Free. And we're going to find out what Regina has on tap for us today, because we know that, hey, she's going to share some information that can really help you with building your network marketing business. And again, we are so happy to have her as a part of Home-Based Business 101 as she shares the Mentoring for Free system. So, hey, Regina, how are you feeling today?
I'm doing great, Baba Jahi. Thank you.
Oh, great. Wonderful. So what do you have on tap for our listening audience today?
Well, today I am going to train the listeners on, or just help them on, how to better know what to look for in their prospects and how best to be able to adapt to them and increase their chances of getting more yeses when they're out prospecting.
Oh, wow. That sounds like a fun, a wonderful tool and some skills to have, because all of us, as we're out here, you know, the thing is, we want to process people and how to get to those yeses as we go through the no's so that we can move our business along its merry way. So I, with that said, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you take it away.
Okay, thanks so much. Well, remember when you were in school, you know, think back to grade school, hopefully not high school, and you had those teachers who said, "I treat all my students the same." Well, how were they able to do that? Because Ricky over there throws spitballs all day, and I don't. Ricky can't read very well, but he can make the perfect spitball. So how can Miss Smith treat us both the same? I don't have kids of my own, but I know parents with two kids, never mind 4, 6, or 12 kids, but just with the two kids, they say, "I only have two kids, and they couldn't be any more different." So how can you treat them the same? So imagine what happens when we treat all of our prospects the same. Now, many personality tests have been done over the years, and they all describe people as having four basic personality types. Now, I don't know who the first person is to describe these personalities in terms of colors, but our friend Ricky, throwing spitballs from the back of the room, he can understand yellow, blue, and green much better than he can phlegmatic, sanguine, and melancholy. And some of my favorite mentors, like Tom Big Al Schrider, Jerry D. Rhino Clark, and Michael DeLohi, they keep this simple by using the colors. So here's a brief description of each. You have your yellows, who are open and indirect, your blues, who are open and direct, the greens, who are self-contained and indirect, and your reds, who are self-contained and direct. So let's take the question, if time and money weren't an issue, what would you do? It's a very basic prospecting question. So a yellow might answer that question with, spend more time with my family and do more volunteer work. It's a very open answer, very indirect answer. They answer the question, you know, exactly what it is they want to do, but you don't get a lot of details from them, but kind of just enough. Now, let's say with you ask a blue that same question. If time and money weren't an issue, what would you do? Now, a blue might say, I'm going to spend more time with my kids and travel the world with them. I've got three boys, Greg, Peter, and Bobby, and they're all 2 years apart, and I just want to show them the world, and we all like to go skiing together, so I like to take them to the French Alps, the Italian Alps, the Swiss Alps, and just, you know, make a nice big fun family vacation out of it. That's a very detailed answer, a very open answer, a very direct answer. Many people don't need to know that many details about, you know, your kids, where you might want to go with them. To a yellow, spend more time with your kids and travel with the family would be plenty. But a blue is going to give you a lot more details. When you're done with the conversation with the blue, you're going to know a lot of information about them, sometimes too much information. So that kind of summarizes the blue. Now, if you ask a green personality, if time and money weren't an issue, what would you do? A green, because they're self-contained and indirect, they might actually pause for longer than some people would be comfortable with. They'll be thinking about their answer. If they do want to spend time with their family, they're probably thinking, well, why are they asking me? That isn't really any of their business. The greens are more likely to keep the conversation safe. So they might answer with something like, save up enough money to be able to send my kids to college without having to worry about financial aid, or have enough money saved up to retire early, or have enough money saved up to, you know, just cover whatever it is. You know, maybe they do want to travel, but it might be for historical reasons. So that's kind of what to look for in the green. They might hesitate a lot more than the yellows and the blues, because the yellows and the blues are open, so they're willing to share information about themselves. But the greens and the reds are more hesitant because they're more self-contained. Now, let's get to the reds. If you ask a red, if time and money weren't an issue, what would you do? You could get quite a unique answer from the reds, because they're self-contained. They're also very direct. So if you might get an answer like, well, what kind of question is that? I would just spend more time making more money. Or you might hear about a lot of things they want to buy, you know, get the high-rise condo in the middle of Manhattan, or get a really flashy, really expensive sports car. Reds are more into money and power and authority than the other colors. A red might turn the conversation back to you and ask, well, why are you asking? What would you do? Where would you go? They might avoid the answer by doing that very thing, you know, turning it back to you so that they can gain control of the conversation. So are there any questions on that so far?
No, I mean, I already, you know, from what you described, I know what my color is. I'm a blue.
Well, there is.
Yeah, I'm
blue.
You ask me, and I'm just gonna be open and just like, you know, just let it rip. You know, I mean, but you know what you're saying is so important. You know, because as we are out here building our businesses, and we share questions with people, again, as you said, you know, we can't treat everybody the same. And because people do have different personalities, and if we don't know how to recognize those different personalities, then, you know, we're trying to do a lump all, group all, put everybody in the same box and hope to have the successful results that we want. And again, what this whole thing is in relation, I like to use the word relationship marketing more so than network marketing, is how do we process the relationships that we develop with people. And so, you know, the information you're sharing is very valuable.
Okay. Yeah, and along with knowing who you're talking to and being able to recognize who you're talking to, you know, there's all the gist is you need to learn how to adapt to the person that you're speaking with. Mm-hmm. So if a blue is prospecting a green, the green isn't going to want to know how much fun they're going to have on, you know, the company's trips or anything like that. The greens want a lot of information so they can take the time they need to make that decision. Green prospecting a blue should not be giving blue all the details of the compensation plan. They're going to want to know about the trip. They want to know about the parties. They want to know about the fun they're going to have with all these people in the company. So, you know, like the blues and the greens tend to be polar opposites, the yellows and the reds as well. If a yellow is speaking with the red, they should minimize chit-chat, small talk, talking about family, because the reds don't really want to hear it. The reds want to know how much money can they make, how quickly can they make it. The reds talking to yellows, they're going to have to engage a little more in the family talk, the small talk, the chit-chat, because that's what yellows need to feel comfortable with whoever it is they're talking to. If you start going off on a yellow about how much money to make, how many people you need to call every day, they're going to get defensive. They might politely say yes and okay, but they may not return your phone calls because you just intimidated them. They may have felt bullied while you were pushing all of this money and all of these numbers and all these goals that they have to reach in the next 2 days. So I did just want to note that sometimes, like the reds, they do tend to be the most aggressive of the four personalities. They tend to do well quickly, but may not necessarily have the best retention rate because they're so aggressive. And not everyone can adapt to that very well. Just one of the life lessons I've learned is that not all reds are bad people. Just the insecure ones who don't have an interest in personal development. So, like my boss, for example, if even though she's red and we don't have the best relationship, I probably wouldn't be as committed to building my network marketing business if my job were comfortable. So even in this very, sometimes difficult situation that I'm in, where you have a yellow working for a red, and that yellow is very secure and confident and working on herself, but working for a red who isn't quite as secure and has no interest in working on herself, there's still, like what my sister called, the blessing and the messing. So because the day's job situation is so difficult, I can also turn that into a positive and, you know, use that to kind of fuel my motivation into building my business. So that is something to think about. Sometimes people just want to lump reds into one big category of unpleasant people, but if you when you come across reps who do well in network marketing and they do take their personal development very seriously, you can become the best friends with them, even a yellow can. So I just wanted to put that out there to the listeners, just so they know that, you know, not everyone in each color personality are necessarily alike. But the main thing to know is when you're dealing with the red and how best to adapt to them.
Okay, I have a question for you as we get ready. Giving it to our wind down time to wrap up this segment. Okay, you're doing a group presentation, and so when you're doing a group presentation, you know, like, you know, some network marketing companies you have what they call a home showcase or whatever, and so you got red, yellow, blues, and greens all in the, you know, in the audience, and as you're doing a group presentation, how best, you know, what's the strategy to maneuver through that group presentation with all of those different colors in the room at the same time? What would be your suggestion to a person how to process getting through that so that they can manage the situation to get to where they need to get to coordinate stuff with the different people? Because you'll recognize the people as you're going through your Q&A or whatever, or you probably recognize them even before you get the Q&A through body language as you're doing the presentation. So what is your suggestion, you know, to people as they're doing their group presentation and all of the colors are coming at them at once?
That's a good question, and I would suggest if you're there early enough, and then, you know, hopefully there's a crowd big enough where you can get a gauge on who is entering the room, start keeping note of, you know, who they are. You know, how many greens, how many blues, how many yellows, reds. Just keep track of that. But then once you're doing the presentation, it is a good idea to touch on something for everyone, because you do want everyone in the room to be pulled into what you have to present. You want everyone in the room to, you know, be able to see something for them in that company. But, you know, but also with the Q&A, you know, depending on the color that's asking you the question, then at that point, since it's a one-on-one conversation just in a large group setting, then by all means, if you can recognize that color personality from that one question, address them as if it's a one-on-one appointment in a coffee shop somewhere. But as far as the group presentation, it should cover a little bit of something for everyone. The greens are going to want more information afterwards anyway. So give them enough information to want more information. The reds, you talk about the money. The blues, you talk about the parties, the conventions, the travel. The yellows, talk about how much extra time they could spend with families. Maybe have someone come up and give a testimonial on, you know, maybe it was a mom with three kids and they're all under the age of five, and she started her business to be able to spend more time with them, and she's doing just that right now. So, you know, that could be a way to kind of get, you know, have something that'll draw in everyone into the one big presentation.
All right. Okay. Hey, I think, you know, that was a great answer. Any last minute closing comments on this segment you want to share with people before you give out your contact information, Regina?
Yes, I did want to let the listeners know that in addition to what I just briefly described, more information on the colors personalities can be found in a chapter of the Success in 10 Steps free ebook. It's chapter 5, I believe. For the visual listeners, there is a chart that I can point you to that makes all of this seem easier than just hearing it. There is a free audio training in the Mentoring for Free system that I can also provide to listeners. And there's also an amazing ebook called Powerful Networking Secrets. It isn't free, but when you weigh the cost of powerful networking secrets against the cost of, you know, breaking up, your kids not calling you, or your prospects not joining you in your business. The cost of powerful networking secrets, it seems nominal. Just reading through that, it definitely helped, my marriage. Not that we had a bad marriage before, but we understood each other a lot more. It goes into a lot of details in many life situations on the various colors. And I think, Michael, even, when you're talking about relationships with significant others, he kind of takes, the yellows and puts them with other yellows, blues, greens, and reds, and how those dynamics work. And he does that with each color. So it is a very valuable book, probably the most valuable book that I've read that helps describe the colors and how to adapt to them.
Okay. Give out your contact information again, Regina, so that those people that's chiming in know how to get in touch with you so they can benefit from this system because, we want people to make sure they take advantage of the Mentoring for Free system because this is a unique system. And, again, here on Home-Based Business 101, we're the number one home-based business radio show here on the Internet, and we want to make sure that we give people tools and things that they can use that can help them be able to prosper. So we definitely want you to be able to give out your contact information once again for those people in the listening audience so that they can call you and can benefit from the wisdom and knowledge that you're sharing with them.
But I can be reached at 708-612-7037. Again, that's 708-612-7037. Or they can email me at reginaandrobert@gmail.com. That's reginaandrobert@gmail.com.
And once again, listeners, you're listening to Home-Based Business 101 here on Blog Talk Radio, and you've been listening to the Regina Christian Show, Mentoring for Free. And, hey, Regina, until next week, we want to thank you and God bless you.
Thank you.
All right, people, make sure y'all get in touch with Regina and take advantage of the valuable information that she shares with us every Tuesday here on Home-Based Business 101. She's given you some very, very powerful skills and tools, and you definitely want to know those personality types as you're building your network marketing business so that you don't get your colors confused and, do your presentations the wrong way. I've been doing this for several years, and, I can say that I wish I had had that information when I first started off at network marketing. I made the mistake that so many other people make when you first start off, and that's lumping everybody into one category. All right, hey, again, you're listening to Home-Based Business 101, and Home-Based Business 101 is part of Movements Unlimited Outreach business program, and we'd like to be able to share this message with you. Jumbo, hello, friends and supporters. Our 501c3 nonprofit Youth and Family Development Corporation, Movements Unlimited Performing Arts Company, needs your support. We are raising money to assist with the work to help with the problem of delinquency prevention and gang prevention in the city of Rocky Mount, North Carolina. We are not asking you for any cash or money. We have a unique fundraiser. We're asking our friends and supporters to let us bless them with a free shopping mall and e-commerce business where you get cash back plus 30% of the vendor commission, and our organization receives donations from your purchases. How it works? Save time and money. Forget about those long Saturdays of running to this store for one thing and another store for something else. Now you can shop from the comfort of your very own home from over 700 of your favorite stores, such as Walmart, Macy's, Target, Old Navy, Circuit City, Sears, GameStop, Hobbytron, and many other stores. You can click through these different stores, find the product you want, earn cash back on many of your purchases, plus search for deals such as free shipping, coupons on instant savings. Simply go to www.zamzoo.com/movementsunlimited, MOVEMENTSUNLIMITED. And when you click that, and get to that page, at the top of that page, you will see a thing that says click. New to ZamZoo, start here. You go there, you create your free account profile, then you log into your ZamZoo account and start saving time, money, and getting cash back in commissions. If you need more information, you can contact us at 252-977-6834. Again, that is 252-977-6834. And, hey, we want to thank you for tuning in today and listening to the Regina Christian Show, Mentoring for Free. And go ahead and reach out and get mentored for free. You know, take advantage of her offer. Give her a call. Make sure you do that. You know, we have an exciting week as we go into this week. We got the ZamZoo National, First National Convention coming up in St. Louis, Missouri, kicking off tomorrow, Wednesday. We will start broadcasting from the National Convention Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, sharing information that's going on at that convention and some of the exciting announcements that are coming out at that convention and that people can take advantage of to be able to, you know, save money. And for those that are looking for an exciting, exciting, exciting business opportunity, how you can get involved with our company and work to become one of those 10,000 millionaires that Mr. J. Lloyd Tomer, or we respectively call Coach, is referring to. You want to become a millionaire? Hey, get mentored by a millionaire. Get involved, get involved, get involved. And when you do, you will prosper. This is a growing business, and it's definitely growing. And, you know, I'm so excited, and the benefits that it has done for me and my family is tremendous. And, again, you know, we'd like to be able to share that with you, and it's so powerful. So, you know, I don't have the times right now for when we will be broadcasting from the convention, but Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Just, you know, go to the site, you know, the times will be announced, and once we get a handle on that, we'll be able to get that locked in, and we will be broadcasting from the National Convention. Okay, hey, we're winding down this segment of today's show, and again, we're really happy that Regina was able to come on and share with you personality colors and why do people behave like they do. Okay, so you know what that brings us to as we wind down each and every show. Yes, it's my time, it's your time, it's our time, and, you know, it's time for us to close out with our theme song called It's My Time. You know, make every day your time, and your time will become just like what it is with us. It's my time. Take advantage of it. Listen to the lyrics of the song as we wrap up and understand that there's something calling you to be more than who you are. It's my time.
Up for what I want. We hope you enjoyed the Success Songs original composition. For music and words,